Right, that's lovely. Okay, Mr. Bassett, thank you very much. So, could you tell me a bit about your family and where you were born?
Well, I was born in the barracks.
You were born in the barracks?
Yeah, yes, I was.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, where did your family live?
Down the barracks then.
Down the barracks?
Yeah, so, somewhere.
Yeah. What year were you born, do you mind me asking?
1923.
Okay, that's lovely. So you're born in the barracks, and what did your father do?
Then he come up to the hostler there. That's where he was in those.
Right, so he was an hostler and he came
to
work.
Yeah, he was an hostler there.
Yeah, and that was when you were at Park End, when you were living in the barracks, he was an hostler at New Fancy Colliery.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because other chap had just finished.
Yeah, so he took over as the hostler.
Yeah, yeah, and went to the same house, I think.
Okay, so you moved them from the barracks to New Fancy?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember what year that was approximately?
Mm.
Doesn't have to be exact if you could.
Well, I don't know. I was about 8 when I think it was that photo, okay.
About 8. About 8. And which photograph is that? The one with you with this horse?
No, the family.
No,
the family picture. Family. Okay, that's a lovely picture. Yeah. And could you tell me who's on that picture?
My dad.
Yeah.
My mother.
Yeah.
Our purse.
Yeah.
Our Barb.
Yeah.
Molly.
Yeah.
And Peggy. And Sissy.
Yeah, so you all moved to the New Fancy Colliery. How many people actually lived on the site there?
Well, there's a...
How many families lived there? Just yours, or were there
It was Shutter was the other side the road, you know, that big house, or the other road.
That was Shut?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, okay.
Because so, our dad used to have a pigs over there.
Did he? So he kept some pigs as well. So that picture then, is that's the house at New Fancy that you lived in?
Yeah.
And how many bedrooms was that?
Three.
So did you share a bedroom?
Well, when I was there someone was away, you know.
Oh, they'd moved away by then, some of the older ones. They got their own houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so you were living then at New Fancy. So when did you start working there?
14.
At 14?
Yeah.
So which school did you go to?
Park End.
Yeah. So you left at 14 and you started working there. So what job did you do?
Well, I was on the shaker then. How to get the chips out, you know.
Yeah.
Stone then.
Yeah.
Down on the what they machine.
So you're getting the stones out of the spoil that came out.
I was just rolling. Look.
Yeah. So it came down on a belt, did it?
So it came down on a belt.
And you pick out the stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then chuck them aside then.
Yeah. So how long did you do that for?
Oh. Well, till I ran out of coal, then we used to go up on the top then.
Okay. So what were you doing?
Sometimes I'd dry the horse and fill it. If there's any stone come out, if there's stone coming out, I'd go down now with another chap and drive the engine while in to buckle up, you know, up on the top. Up on that, that's how I went on the right way. That's up on the bridge, you know, straight up.
Yeah.
There.
So you go up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you do there?
I'd go on the engine.
Yeah.
And drive the what engine?
You drive the engine?
Yeah.
And you were.
It's all steam, look.
All steam, yeah. Yeah. And tell me, you in terms of your father, he was the hostler. What did his job involve?
He'd go down inside.
Yeah.
He'd do the jobs outside, look. Then he'd go down in the pit, look.
So he'd go down to the. Because they kept horses underground, didn't they?
Yeah, there was. 15, I think.
15 horses.
Yeah, big ones, man.
Yeah. Was he responsible for the care of the horses underground?
Well, Well, but your dad was, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And how many horses were above ground?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Five. Yeah.
Were they different sort of horses you had up?
Yeah, there was one on them. Look, that there's a. Oh, he's. Down to put the crux.
He's a beautiful horse, isn't yeah. he? Yeah. Yeah. So that's quite a heavy horse.
Yes.
Yeah. So
there used to be two of them like that there, but the yeah. others what used to come out the pit then, you know.
Yeah.
On the top then, put the drums about.
And is that picture of you next to the horse?
Yes.
Yeah. And behind that, you've got a Park End wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. is that a rail wagon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would come. That came straight into the car.
That come up the top there.
Yeah.
And it come, well, it come from, you know, up that way, you know.
I'm with you.
Well, yeah. there's the rails there, look, for yeah. the smaller yeah. drums, as the drums.
Yeah.
Come down there. Then there was down here, look, there was a, like a grated thing, you know, to fill the lorries up.
Ah, I'm with you.
The core, it was a,
yeah. So how much stuff got moved by rail? A lot of stuff moved.
Yes, yes, all by rail.
Yeah, and the horse. How much did? What were the horses used for then? They moved stuff by car.
Yeah, just to pull them under the shaker down the bottom.
Ah, pull bottom the shaker. End. So they used them to pull the shaker.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Pull the drums, you know, pull them in under.
So they pull the drums under.
Under, aye, them their trucks, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting. Would when you were there, so you were what age? Did you so you started work at 14?
And then yeah. I went down the pit at 16.
Which pit did you work in? In New Fancy.
Fancy.
So you went underground at 16. 16.
Yeah.
So tell me about underground. Then what did you do there?
You drove horse down there.
You drove the horse underground.
Oh yeah.
What? What did you use the horse to do?
Pull the drums.
Pull the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how would the drums, I thought they got pulled by men, because it was quite a small seam, wasn't it? It was 18 inches or something.
Oh, that was years ago for me.
Yeah. Well, it was bigger when you were there, the seams.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you would use the horse to bring the coal down?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In these drums. Well, you know, the big ones, you know.
Yeah. And you bring that down to the shaft?
Yeah. No, down to the bottom of the bottom, and then they just pulled on up there with a winder.
Oh, they had a winder?
With seam in it, you know.
So the winder would pull it up from
well,
there?
Well, not the winder. Not the winder. You go up a depot. Mm. Depot then.
The dipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So that would take the coal out. So, I mean, how long would you be underground for? How many hours would you do? What sort of shifts? Long shifts?
6 to 2.
6 to 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you take your food down with you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you have to eat?
Oh, bread and cheese, more or less.
Bread and cheese? Yeah. So you...
And if I finished my ship early, I'd go up and help my dad then.
Yeah.
You know, not early, but 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
When he finished his shift, they go up and help him, wash him down.
Yeah, wash the horses down.
Yeah.
These are the surface horses.
No.
These are your ponies.
Underneath that.
Yeah. And these ponies, the horses underground, they lived underground.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, they lived there all the time.
Yeah, and you'd wash them there. You'd wash them underground.
Wash them down, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how often would people be interested in that? How often did they come to the surface, those horses?
Not at all. Only when there was no good.
They lived their life underground.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when did they come up eventually to the top? What would happen to them? They'd be turned away or put down or what?
Well, some of them was put down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one ourselves, mate.
What, you had a horse? You brought one home?
No, we used to keep one. My brother did.
Oh, you kept your own horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had two. We used to Jim Cato with them. All the way around the forest.
Oh, Gymkhana. And you, but your dad was responsible for all the horses. That was his job.
Yes, yeah. And then one stepped on his toe and that was it, you know.
Oh, he had an accident, your dad?
Yeah.
How old was he? Do you remember? Was he?
Oh, 76 when he died.
Yeah, he was 76 when he died, but when did he have this accident stopped him working, did it?
Well, just before him shut.
Just before it shut?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And did it damage his foot badly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And went to hospital and then had gangrene.
Gangrene? Mm. Oh, gosh. Did he lose his foot or...?
Yes, he lost his leg then, half his leg.
He lost half his leg?
Yeah.
Gosh, did he get any sort of help afterwards, compensation or anything?
No, not then.
Was he able to stay in the house or did you have
to... Oh, yeah, he stayed up in the house and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we were there for a long time after, you know, after it was shut.
Oh, right, OK, well, I'll ask you about that. But who was working towards the end of the colliery? Who was working there? There was you, your dad? Was there any other members of the family working there?
Oh, no.
Just you two?
Oh, no. My brother, he finished in the end there, you know, when my dad finished.
Percy did?
Yeah.
So Percy was working there. What did Percy do?
He was the hospital, same as him, you know.
Yeah. So you were the...
But he had a plaque up on the top there, up on the... What's it, the top there?
You fancy.
But somebody took it from me, didn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah.
You had a plaque?
Yeah. There's a name and all that on there.
This is Percy or your dad?
Yeah.
Percy did.
Somebody put up, there was a rock there, a nice rock with a name plate on it.
Yeah.
Then he took it away before he put this new fancy one up.
Oh, right.
Well, a couple of years ago now, Dad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, more.
And it had his name on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
and
a
few miners on there.
Oh, so the names of several miners.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, when did things start to go sort of wrong with the colliery? When did you get a sense it was going to close? Did you know it was going to happen, or...?
Well, more or less, because it was running out of coal.
It was running out of coal? Yeah. Was it more difficult to find, or was it just...?
Yeah, well, they was going uphill, you know, and I was getting thinner.
Yeah. And what sort of coal came out of there? Was it...
House coal.
House coal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where did that
same
go?
Same as that.
Do you know where it went? Did it go local or did it go...
No, all over the place.
All
over the place.
Yeah.
Because I guess that office is up where the school is, up the speech house road. Yeah. Where the school is.
Yeah.
And it's that office up there, though.
Yeah. And did you have problems with water in the mine? Did you have problems with water getting in?
Not where we was then.
No. No, you were all right. You didn't have much problem with that.
No.
Yeah.
But there was water. There was another road on down, look. But sometimes we never went down there much.
Yeah.
There was water down there.
That was right down. That was a deep one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of these collieries joined up underground, didn't they? Did yours join up to anywhere?
No, I don't think it did.
Okay. No. So...
Park End. Oh, Park End. Of course I joined up. Because I walked over from the fancy down to there, Park End, down here.
What, underground?
Me and my dad. Because I was riveting the cage.
You know,
wanted to go up and down. I had to do them so often, riveting.
Yeah. So you had to come all the way down to Park End?
And then you walked back up.
To get up. Yeah, and I mean, was Park End, that was quite a busy mine then, was it as well?
Yeah. Well, there was two there, though.
Yeah.
There was one up the top, another on down.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Deakins, the owners of the colliery, did they ever come?
Yeah, Deakins then.
You saw them, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did you... Sorry, go on.
And what was the other name? Other manager? Lang.
Lang.
Aye.
Was he the colliery manager, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, you saw the Deakins. That was the colliery manager.
No, he wasn't a manager. He was the bloody, you know, different.
He was what? The owner. Got an interest in it. Do you remember who the manager was of the colliery then? Who was the?
Oh, you know what it was. It was over in the house then.
Yeah.
A long time ago, the last went off. But...
Yeah. So, for my ideas, I suppose, and I think people would be interested, what did you wear when you were underground? What sort of clothes did you wear? Did you have a cloth hat?
You know, thick as gold, but...
Yeah.
Only a cap mine when you hit there.
You had a cap?
Aye.
Did you have a lamp?
A lamp inside.
What sort of lamp? Carbide lamp?
Yeah, carbide.
Yeah? Yeah, so you keep that on the side of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did you have many accidents underground? Were there many, or was it pretty safe?
Oh, no, not really, because I even had a bang up once.
What sort of bang up?
Well, I had to take the washers up on a rope then, in the later years, you know.
Yeah.
And there was an engine up the top, and we used to take up to around and up round the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
What and happened? Then there was another on up.
Yeah.
Like a break to what's the name of shunting like a.
Yeah.
And this one, they couldn't put the block in.
Yeah.
And I was down on the corner, and this your ram come behind me. Boof.
Knocked you over.
No, he would have squashed me. Because I was on the back of the other lot.
Yeah, I'm
coming down.
And did it catch you, or were you?
No, I just got round the corner in time.
Yeah.
Because there was another road coming down. Now I got to see if the what's name was a right angle up to me to go round.
Yeah. Yeah, and I suppose you wouldn't have been here if that had caught you. You wouldn't have been here.
No, I shouldn't have been here now. And him and the bloody broke my legs and all.
Yeah. And you're saying now, going back to when the colliery closed, so you didn't, did you know that was going to happen? So it just happened?
Well, more or less.
Yeah. And that was about 1944, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the war was on then. Did you have any sense of what was happening with the war? Did you sort of...
Well, we were down on the line, we being the Grantley Parfit then. And we had to stop down there 12 hours just to have a phone call. We were down there 12 months, I think.
You had
just
to?
Just sat there.
Sat there?
Yeah. Waiting for this phone call, because that was like a weighing machine there.
Yeah.
The other man was there in the daytime.
Yeah.
But then we used to have a stroll up, you know, in the blacksmith shop and all the way around then.
Yeah. And do you remember generally outside the colliery, was the rationing in the war? Did you have any, do you remember anything about?
Not a lot.
No.
Because there was fishermen who used to come from Newport up there on a Friday.
Yeah.
For the men.
Yeah?
Aye.
What, they came up for them?
Aye. Come up to fish, you know, and all that there better.
Yeah.
So people take it home.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of people there, look, from Cinderford and all along.
From Cinderford?
Oh, aye.
Yeah. What were they doing? Explain that to me a bit.
Well, they used to come from Cinderford to go down the pit, look.
To go down the pit?
Yeah. From Cinderford, a lot of them made.
What would they be looking for down the pit?
Work.
Work?
Gosh. Oh, I used to... There's a couple of buzzloads come from there, Sinford.
Yeah? Yeah, so the people travelled quite a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the war, did you see any prisoners of war about or anything like that?
No.
Because there was a lot of those at Broadwell, wasn't there? No.
Well,
so,
it's a fancy that I used to... what was that name of the works down
the works?
Where Will was at it, wasn't it? The iron works.
Where I died?
Bloody forget it now.
The wireworks at Lidbrook?
No, Newport.
Newport?
Yeah.
Llanwern?
Yeah.
Llanwern. Yeah.
Well, they used to take the ashes from the top of the mount.
Yeah.
Well, the side of the mount then.
Yeah.
They used to come up with the lorries and all the way around there. The darkies, so.
Yeah, from Llanwern.
Yeah. They just take it down there. That was diff stuff.
They take it down to to the there.
Lanmurren, do the roads and that.
Ah, for the roads.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting you. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. So when the colliery closed, your dad was allowed to carry on living there, was he?
Yeah.
And did you?
Well, no, well, he was more or less finished then, you know.
Yeah. So did you carry on living there?
Yeah, for a bit. Yeah.
For a bit. How many long do you remember? Was it a year or two or?
Yeah, so I expect all, yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember them
just... I was graduated when we went to where there. What's it? The North, Princess Royal.
You went to Princess Royal?
Yeah, I was 21 then.
You were 21 and you went to Princess Royal?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And had you got married by then, or are you...?
Yes. He was 2 when I left the fancy.
So this is your son Trevor, he was 2?
2, yeah.
And where was he born? Was he born at the fancy?
No, Lydney.
Lydney Hospital?
Lydney Hospital.
Yeah. But he spent 2 years growing up at the fancy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you get your own house then?
Oh, when this was just built.
That when I was 2. You've been here 63 years.
You came to this house?
Yeah.
63 years ago?
Yeah.
Crikey, that's a long time to be in this house, isn't it? Yeah. So this is where you've lived since?
Yeah, I lived since.
Yeah. So Princess Royal, what was it like there then? Was that different to fancy?
Yeah, yeah.
Why was it different?
Well, not that did, but I mean... Yeah. And I used to drive horse there, so...
So you were back with the horses there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And how did you get on with the horses, all right?
Yeah.
Well, was it a bigger colliery, though, Princess Royal?
Oh.
There's a different sort of coal that's coming up from there,
isn't
there?
Yeah. Well, no different thing, no. Because it's all coal, house coal.
There's house coal there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're fetching that up, and so how long did you work at Princess Royal?
Pretty long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I went to bunching pans over.
Bunching pans over. Now you're gonna have to explain that to me.
Well, this is a what's it? Put the coal on. Pans.
Yeah.
And then they're like that there, you know.
Yeah.
And they was about 6 foot.
They were 6 foot?
Yes, and heavy.
And you put the coal on them?
Yeah.
What for?
Well, to shove down to the other place, look, with a belt.
Oh, on the belt?
Yeah, then there was a belt going that way. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, so you were putting the coal on there?
Yeah.
That was underground?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did they have a big cutting machine down there? So,
yes, a cutter.
Yeah. So were you doing that, or were you packing the horses then?
No.
You were doing the horses and you were doing that?
Yeah. Aye, well, you didn't finish, so it wasn't.
Yeah. So you finished the horses and then go and do that?
Right. Not in Princess Royal, but there were no horses down there.
There was none?
No.
No.
Confusing it.
Did you use? Did you work with horses on the surface? Did you? Princess Royal. Did they have horses on the surface?
No.
No. So by then you weren't working with horses.
No.
So you were you're fetching coal out.
Well, I was bloody pushing the coal out then.
Pushing the coal.
Pushing going down the pans. Yeah. When I first went there.
Yeah. So.
I was a Bevan boy, so was I after, and I. Dead and boring and all that there.
Yeah.
They made me go bloody, what's it?
Bevan boy.
I did a lot of boring, you know.
Yeah. So did you have to work anywhere else or just Princess Royal as a Bevan boy?
Yes. Not that anywhere else, no.
No, just there.
Yeah.
Did they give you a badge?
No.
Because some people got a badge, didn't they?
Oh, I was there a long time for it, but I had the bloody badge.
Yeah. So, what did you do after Princess Royal? Did you stay underground?
Yes, I stayed underground. I was boring under there.
Yeah. So, did you...
And we used to go some days We used to go in at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Only 2 hours, mate.
Yeah.
And we had to scramble over the bloody cutter waste, you know.
Yeah.
And bore.
So that was to bore the coal?
Yeah, to bore the coal. Yeah. And to bang it out, though, you know.
Yeah. And that,
and sometimes my mate didn't bloody come and I used to go up along there. That.
Did you?
But on myself, bloody freaked the jet.
Who was your mate?
Ken Baggers.
Ken Baggers. Because he worked at New Fancy, didn't he, as well?
No, I don't think that.
No, he didn't?
No, I don't think, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. So did you see a lot of the men you worked at New Fancy with?
Yeah.
And were you mates with them?
There was a lot from the barracks.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody told me that when they laid people off, it was the New Fancy people that went first.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, that we went over to Bridges Royal then.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't get laid off at Princess Royal. They kept you on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I went, from there, I went over to Norchard.
So you went to Norchard? Oh, crikey. You've been in them all, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what did you do at Norchard? Were you underground?
Yeah. We was driving a road up.
You're driving a road up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, making a road?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was that, for fetching coal out?
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was when we went there first.
Yeah. Was that, were you, by then, had horses gone as well? There was no horses there?
No horses there, no.
No, no. So what sort of machinery were you using there? Do you remember any of that?
Oh, no, only the belts.
The belts?
Belts.
Yeah. And cutters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Norchard a safe colliery? Was that all right to work?
Yeah, well, we got the most coal out of there. We, for so many on us.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
We went down to Lanmore, down to the bloody St. David's somewhere, down there. And the Queen was down there. I was opening the, what's name? Lanmore. Yeah. Same time. So we sent her.
You saw the Queen.
Aye.
And you went to St. David's?
It was only so many hours, mate. A buzzload.
What's that, like, trip out that way?
Yeah, why? Because we had the most coal out, you know.
Oh, it was like an award for getting the most coal out.
Yeah.
So it was quite an efficient colliery then, if you were able to get an award, you were you did all right there.
But it didn't last long, did it?
No. So what happened when Norchard shut?
I went up to Colford there.
Colford?
Formwood?
Formwood.
Oh.
In the factory?
Factory.
Yeah. And what were you doing there?
Oh, but bloody... Mostly anything.
Mostly anything?
Make tables and...
Making tables?
Yeah, tables and trays.
Did you like that work as much as the colliery?
No. Couldn't get on with it.
You couldn't?
No, I lived there 20 years.
Where, this
yeah,
place?
No,
yeah, so, but it wasn't the same as the colliery?
No.
Yeah. And what, did you finish there? Was that when you retired then, when you finished there?
Yeah, I was trays at 64, so...
64? So you retired, so you...
Well, they wanted to push us out, so we went.
Yeah.
Two or three of us.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound as though you missed it.
No. No, I hadn't.
Yeah. Can I ask you, going back to your concern about your dad, he kept pigs. Did he keep any sheep?
Oh, no.
Just pigs?
No, it's only just so. Or that other house then, because it was empty.
Yeah. Yeah. When
there was like a pig cot in the back there, in the field there. There was a field there, right all up along there.
And he kept a pig. Yeah. And did he slaughter the pig himself and chop it up?
Yeah. And we should put it on the slab in the nose.
Yeah.
And the nose then was empty.
Yeah. And he'd butcher it himself and that's, you know.
Well, no. I had the butcher.
He had a butcher. You got somebody to do that. Did, you were saying you had a horse as well, so you kept the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was up at the, on up to Burgess Garage, you know, know Burgess Garage, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
On up the road.
Yeah.
We would skip him in there. Well, we couldn't keep him in there because the bucker jumped the fence.
Yeah. And but you never kept any sheep? I know some of the colliers kept sheep as well, did a bit of commoning. You didn't do any of that?
No.
You didn't fancy that?
No, we played cricket and football all the day.
You did? Who did you play cricket and football for?
I played cricket for the Barracks.
Yeah.
And down Park End here.
Oh, on the down at Park End on the green here.
Yeah.
So you were, so you played cricket and you played that all your life down there, have you?
Yeah. Park End.
Yeah.
Well, I played football at Pillwell. I played football there. Yeah. When I was younger, 18.
Yeah. When I was a few years ago, I met somebody called Russell Lee.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah?
That's his dad used to drive them horses. His dad.
That's right, yeah.
Down on the lane.
Tommy, I think his name was. Is it Tommy?
Russell Lee.
I'm trying to remember his dad. I'm trying to remember his name.
I think that's all.
Yeah. He's dead now, Russell. He died.
Yeah,
he died, I think it must be 2 or 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
Because he lived down...
In Blakeney, didn't
he? He lived in Blakeney. Yeah, he lived in Blakeney. But do you remember him?
Yeah. He was all a ruffle about him, wasn't he? You know, he couldn't keep still.
He couldn't keep still? What, he just wanted to get going, did he?
Yeah,
but he must have been a young boy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he must have, he must have, I think he said he did, you've said he worked with horses, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else you still see who worked there? Is there anybody else you...
No,
so there's nobody. There's a chap called George Hogg, have you?
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He used to live up at the, you know where the pub is?
Yeah.
Up at the Mosler?
Yeah.
Well, there used to be a house up on the top there.
Yeah.
The White House.
Yeah.
He used to live there.
Ah, right.
And then he went down the streets there.
Right.
In a house down there.
Yeah.
That's where his brother got killed, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think he worked in the machine shop there when he was 14, I think that's when he was there. Yeah. But I don't know anybody else that worked there.
I think George Hogg finished before he went up to Watkins's.
Yes, he did. I think he did. Yeah, he went there.
Yeah. I never seen him there.
Yeah. Did you get a coal allowance when you finished, did you, or anything like that? When you finished?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. So you got a coal allowance.
Not now.
Not now. It's all gone, isn't it? Yeah. No, I think that's... is there anything else you want to tell me about that you remember particularly? Is there anything else you... Do you look back on those days?
Some days.
Are they good days or bad days when you look back on them?
Wow. Good days, really,
Yeah.
In the bed, so...
You were saying about, you came to live here and you got married and you had Trevor who sat with us. Did you have any other, how many other children did you have?
Only the one.
Just the one?
Only the one.
So you had Trevor.
He was enough.
Yeah.
I was enough, yeah.
He was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and Trevor, do you mind me asking, what did you do? Did you get into...
I was a carpenter joiner. As an apprentice, then I went into starting my own firm up when I was about 20,
right.
In double glazing and all that. So I went on the sites.
Do you remember your dad when he worked in the colliery? Do you remember those?
I think I remember when he went to Princess Royal, but that's about it.
Yeah.
We started buddy bike there then someday.
Who did you?
The morning by 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You'd cycle up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you never learned to drive to. He was 50 odd.
No.
No.
So you biked everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that, I mean, I'd imagine you tell me, was it, I bet it was safer to use a bicycle then, didn't it, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But I gather you had to be well lit, because they used to, the policeman would, somebody was telling me in Yorkley, if you didn't have your lights on, that was it.
There were too many policemen there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We come up to the cinema at me and George Manor, then. We come up to, up Sinford, we was coming down the road there, right? And I had too much light. And yet I hadn't covered up, you know. And my mate never had done. It was in the police, but my name went around me, my name was gone.
You say you had too much light?
I had too much light.
You
had a dynamo on, mate. Yeah. It was a good light, mate.
Yeah.
It was a bloody sign for...
Yeah.
But I hadn't covered up, you know, with the proper wash names on there.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that? You had to cover it up?
Oh, you had to cover it up then, for your lights then.
Yeah, what was that about?
For the war, was it that?
Yeah, the war.
Oh, I see, yeah. It was like you had to black out.
Yeah, so you had to black it out then.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, anything else you want to tell me, or?
No,
that's lovely. Thank you very much. That's really, really, really very helpful.
Only the thing, the sisters, what were on the picture, they went down to Wills's factory. Wills is in service. They were, what, you very young, Dad? And your two sisters went down to Wills's in...
Which sisters are those?
Three actually went down there.
Eh?
Three sisters went down to Bristol.
Oh, aye, three.
So that's Wills, the tobacco company?
Yes.
Yeah, they're them two sisters. Well, the ones that have got dementia now. So.
Yeah.
So
what are they
now? That's all we got now.
So what are the three? What were the three sisters called?
Molly.
Yeah.
Sissy.
Yeah.
And Peggy.
And they went to the Wills family house, did they? To Barb.
And Barb. And Sissy didn't go down there, did she?
Oh, no.
Sissy married a chap from Birmingham.
Aye.
But the two sisters married two brothers.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
In Bristol or?
Yeah, in Wills, in Rington. Where the Wills estate was.
That's our Molly. Our Peg.
Now, a lot of young women went into service, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did, so that was quite common. But are they still alive, your sisters, or...?
Oh, only the one.
Which one's that?
Barb.
The dementia one.
Barb.
Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah, and is she in Bristol, is she, or...?
No, she's down Weston.
Weston.
Yeah, right. They lived in Red Hill, just by the airport.
Right.
Yeah. They spent a lot of childhood down by the airport in Bristol.
Yeah.
There was a shooting range at the back of the airport. Because the one you've lived at the back of the airport, then Auntie Barb lived over the other side of the road, the main A38. Yeah. Then the Auntie Sissy, Auntie Peggy lived in Rington.
Yeah.
And she married a soldier. Yeah, so all my relations really were coming down, then went to Bristol, then by Wills's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they miss the forest or?
No, they loved it. They just loved, you know, where they were out in the wild. Yeah. Rington down
there. Yeah, it's a nice area.
Yeah.
We used to go up on the airport there and pick mushrooms.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
That was years ago, man.
That's Lulsgate, isn't it? Lulsgate.
Bristol Airport now,
Before the bloody year.
Yeah.
Well, literally.
And I wanted me to go up on a bloody. What they pulled up with a bloody jeep then.
Yeah.
Was in planes, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Crikey.
For balance, it's a nothing.
Yeah.